Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
Sam has been itching to do this particular podcast.
So, I noticed you've been itching.
I put a little pretty clear vase in this in our studio here. And anytime you have an idea for a podcast that you'd like to do, a subject, a topic, you drop it in here.
You know what? I would say, and you can send us an email on that too. If you want. We'll drop that in there.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
great. You suggest what you would like for us to talk about in podcast.
I don't think anything's been dropped in there since you first put it out like a month ago.
I put a few things in it. Did you?
Possibly.
You did. Of course you did. Murphy, have you put anything in it?
Not really.
No. It's yes or no.
Okay. No.
Sam, would you like to do the honors?
Okay.
To pick?
Sure.
Just close your eyes so you don't, you know, pick your own topic. And we'll talk about whatever's on that piece of paper.
This looks like your handwriting.
All right.
Mood lifting music that I don't know what the rest of it says.
Well, let me see.
That works for you.
Oh, mood lifting music that works for you. Well, that's cool. I don't know why I wrote that down. Probably because some song took me out of a funk. Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
Probably because some piece of music made me feel good one day. And in my head, that is something that we all have and need.
I have a few of those. Those to me are always they always are the best when I'm driving,
right?
Because they give you that crank and drive.
You're already moving,
yeah.
So that's good.
Whether you're whatever mood you're in, when one of those comes on, it's just crank it up and go. Like, you know, Twist and Shout from the Beatles.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That one has always been a favorite.
Yeah. For me, I like to dig into my favorite sort of mood lifting music, and I know Murphy's will be like,
I've got
to chill out.
Yeah, I have a number of different ones, but go ahead.
But I like it for when I want to go, what do you call it,
running,
burn some steam. What's the
burn
cliche?
Off some steam.
Yeah. I'll put earbuds in and I will go get some cardio in.
Yeah.
And if it's the right music piped into my brain, I feel the stress leave my body. And it's not just my cardio or movements. It's also the music moving me, you know, like Rihanna and Lady Gaga. And I'll also play some old, you know, hair band stuff that I love.
I have a hip hop playlist that I use for a cut in the grass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, everything's just wonderful.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Do you go way back, hip hop?
Some of it's way back. Some of it's in the last few years. And if I ever hear anything new on TikTok, it's like, put that on the list.
You know, it's so funny about you and me then. So what Murphy, I don't know you, I can't speak for you, but I live with you. So sometimes I'll catch him in the family room with the music cranked and he's just sitting there letting it get into you, right?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah. I love music loud.
Mm-hmm.
And so it depends on, you know, because if I'm exercising, it's usually going to be some kind of rock, you know,
right.
Like classic rock, especially.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can do that all day long. But I'm all over the place, really, with my taste in music. I'm a massive R&B freak. Whether it's Stevie, I don't care. I mean, there, you know, there are a number of channels with that, you know, the Motown kind of soul, the 70s R&B, the 80s R&B, even in the 90s is all just, it's
really
good stuff.
Good.
It's, you know, it's got feeling to it. The lyrics are great, all that.
Prince.
And
Prince is always good for anything, any day.
But the
medicine.
But the guilty pleasure that I have, and I used to be embarrassed about it, but I mean, I'm not now, and the girls know this too, is I am, and this is probably because of my late grandfather, who actually, by the way, passed away on this date in 1979, ironically, or coincidentally. Skipper. And so Skipper, you know, they were from the greatest generation, you know what I mean? He served in World War II, and so he grew up in the 1930s and the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time the 70s rolled around, a lot of that music that had lyrics to it was just in instrumental form, played on easy listening stations, and it was just instrumental. And so he played that a lot, and I don't know. I always found that even in like 6th and 7th grade, relaxing for me. If I was stressed out at school or something like that, that music was always an escape. And that is, for my entire life, has been that way. And so when I got back into vinyl, I actually started buying some of the big artists. You know, actually one of the biggest, most successful was Jackie Gleason, who's better known as the Honeymooners comedian and all that. But he had a love for orchestra. He couldn't write music. He couldn't play music. He couldn't even read it. But he wanted to put together an orchestra in the early 1950s. That kind of set the mood. That was his whole thing, is this mood music. And, you know, for about 2.5-3 decades, you know, he and Capitol Records together put out something crazy, like 35 albums or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just love it. A lot of it sounds the same.
Yes.
But it's relaxing. And for some reason, that particular style of music is, to me, it really is the escape. Because, mm-hmm. I don't know, it just puts me in a different place and it reduces the stress and, you know, I'm in a happy spot. Jody gets tired of it after a while, and no. I get it. I mean, after a while, it's a little laid back.
Whenever you do it, and I hear that from the family room, and you're cranking it, and then he'll put it on all the speakers in the house, so I can't, there's no getting away from it, which is fine. When you first put that on, it's nice because it's so different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's beautiful about music, is that we should all try to experience all kinds of music, because it affects you differently. You have to be willing to let it in, though. So that's been something that's been a gift to me from you, because I would have never chosen to listen to that, crank that.
Oh, I know.
And there are times when it's quite lovely. But yeah, after a while, I need something modern, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah, I do have to vary things up. But we always tend to, you know, if we're doing the guilty pleasure escape, you know, the whole thing, what do you escape into? It's probably going to be the music that you grew up with, your high school years or whatever, you know what I mean? But I have always, there is plenty of, you know, good new, you know, it's Pink Sweats, or is it Pinky Sweats? I don't, anyway, that's, the girls are a big fan of.
I don't know.
He's, you know, he's awesome. And so there's a lot of great new, even great new indie music that you'll discover on, you know, YouTube or other things like that. So this, I'm not saying that there's no great new music. I'm just saying our comfort zone tends to be what our parents played for us, probably because you look fondly back on your childhood.
Well, not just that. One of my favorite things that we did together, you and I, Murphy, and we stumbled upon it when we moved into the house we live in now, which is like 4 or 5 years ago. We were sitting there one night in the bedroom. I think I was wrapping presents. Maybe it was right before Christmas. I have no idea. I was wrapping presents. I know that. And you came and sat down and you started playing music for me. And he, you know, my childhood, it was like I was raised up in the country and my dad loved country music especially, and so the music of my childhood is literally all that Conway Twitty, all this old Alabama stuff, and then I was teaching Murphy about Ronnie Millsap and things that he had never you know really experienced like I did, and then we'd play this game where he'd punch something off and say, and he'd go, he's looking at it on his phone and he knows what it is, artist and title, and he's asking me if I know, and you better believe I did, you know, most of the time. That was so fun to me, that little exercise that night when we started doing all of that.
I love doing
and that feels good, because it feels like it brings back childhood memories that you feel like we're buried.
Similar with me, except for the game part, is that my dad was an urban cowboy. You know, he really got into that and Waylon and Willie and all that. And it was constant. And at that age, it's like, whatever.
Sure.
But
rolled your eyes.
I love it. When one of those comes on, and you and I will sing the lyrics and hear like, oh my God, I can't
stop it.
I can't believe I remember that song. But some of them, it's like, oh, I can't believe I didn't like that. This song is great.
Because
I love Willie Nelson now.
Because, and Murphy and I've had this discussion too, you like it now because you're an adult now. You have adult ears.
Yeah.
When you're a child, you have a child's ears. You know, you grow into some
rock and roll.
You grow into some music.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, that one of those artists that I really as a kid didn't get at all, but now I really love Bob Seger.
Oh, I love that, too.
But. So, I mean, as a kid, I don't know why. Again, I guess I was more about pop music. Maybe I didn't get it. Maybe it's because he's older. I don't know.
He definitely had a slower sort of feel.
But now he's comfort music to me for, you know, whenever.
Sure.
And you're also a yacht rock person, too, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, they coined it yacht rock, but that's basically all the kind of like, you know, the like Ambrosia, the biggest part of me. I guess songs like... Like this one, maybe?
Yeah,
is that considered
yacht
rock?
For sure.
Yeah, that's...
When you hear this, you can see the commercial for the album. Like
Time Life.
Right?
All the great hits of the 70s.
This is a good reminder, though, for all of us. Remember to use music in your life. It is there for all of us, and you can use it.
Mm-hmm.
Not just as the background for a party, but just to get you through.
Yeah, it's not always... a guilty pleasure, upbeat kind of fun thing.
No.
There are songs you need to listen to when you need a good cry.
It's true. Yeah. Certain artists that you want. I'll pull up Amy Winehouse every once in a while.
Oh, God.
Hurts.
Yeah, see, Amy,
it
yeah,
hurts, but it's does, good.
But yeah, you feel what she is singing. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I was correct. It is Pink Sweats that I was talking about. This, you remember this, Joe, because this is playing from the beginning. I was really trying to get to the chorus of it. But anyway.
The girls introduced us to this, and it's called, crazy good.
Yeah.
It's called Honesty, and, you know.
She said, baby, I'm afraid to fall.
And so for me, this is a song that was just made with looping, you know, which is what a lot of critics will say has kind of sterilized, you know, current music. But to me, if you're an artist and you write lyrics that, you know, are meaningful and you sing it like you feel it, then you believe it. And it's still a good song, you know?
It's still art. Mm-hmm. Use music to get you through.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.